What is happening, my people? You're listening to the Introverted Nerd Watches. I am your host, Reese, and I am back with my 100th episode to talk about some more Saved by the Bell. Yay! I mean, if you're the type of person that cares about those type of milestones, then, you know, 100th episode, it's exciting. If you're like me and you just remembered that this is the 100th episode, then welcome to you too. So I do think it's kind of like nice that a Saved by the Bell review is my 100th episode of this show, since Saved by the Bell is where it all began. Those long, long months ago. It was only a year ago that I just started my podcast. Oh, the memories. Whatever. Let's get into this. So on this episode, I watched season 4, episode 20, Hold Me Tight, where a girl tries to join a wrestling team. This is sort of the third or fourth episode in a row where Jesse proves that she is just the female version of Zach, and Zach is Zach. You know, he's not as terrible in this episode as he usually is, but he's Zach. So before I get into all of that stuff, you need to subscribe to the podcast. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher. I'm also available on Spotify and iHeartRadio. So go to all of those places, subscribe, rate and review the podcast for me, and recommend me to your friends, your family, your coworkers. I want to take over everything in your life. All the people in your life, I want listening to me at all times. That's like a problem in the world. Not enough people listen to me. I mean, just in general, not just the podcast. I would like more people to listen to the podcast, but just in general, people should have. Okay, I'm always at work. Like, if these people just listen to me, everything would be better in their lives. Or maybe everything would just be better in my life because they wouldn't be so annoying to me. I do have this thing where I'm like kind of selfish and self-centered sometimes. So I can't tell whether I want to make things better for others or whether making things, doing what I think is best for others is just like making things best for me. I have problems. I mean, if you've listened long enough, you know that you know what kind of person I am, and you love me anyway. So let's get into Hold Me Tight. So new girl shows up, Christy Barnes, who spends this entire episode dressed like she's about to audition for American Gladiator. I swear, the girl wears fucking biker shorts and tank tops this entire episode, except when she goes on a date with Zach and she puts on a dress. I mean, come on. It was just, she just comes to school dressed like that. Like, she was always ready for wrestling. Just the entire day. I'm sure wrestling practice and all of the meets are after school, but she came to school dressed for wrestling practice. Oh, she was so, she's so annoying. This is one of the episodes where Zach is attracted to a blonde chick and, you know, kind of dates a blonde chick. But don't worry, he'll go back to his brunettes because Christy will never be seen or heard from again. She got treated like shit in this episode, so I'm not surprised that Christy doesn't show up. I wouldn't show up either. These people suck. So Christy comes in wanting to join the wrestling team, and she basically gets laughed out of the place. The coach, I forget the coach's name, but the coach laughs at her and tells her that, maybe she should go to home ec. Like, he's like this new, like, where do all these New York people come from? Like, I think he's from like New York and New Jersey, because he's like, I'm sorry, New York and New Jersey people, I can't tell you apart. I can't tell your accents apart. So I don't know. Sorry. I mean, New Jersey. Okay, I'm sorry. Tangent, real quick. I feel like New Jersey is like, New Jersey is not a place that exists to me. Like, South Jersey is like sort of a part of Philadelphia, and North Jersey is a part of New York. And then there's like this place in the middle where, does it really exist? Like, if you don't know it, if you can't name anything from like Central Jersey, does it exist? Not really. So yeah, that's my thing. And I live in Philadelphia, and I feel like everybody from South Jersey just calls themselves a Philadelphian, because nobody, like, what is South Jersey, like Camden or something? Like, nobody wants to be from Camden. Sorry. I mean, the only thing over in Camden is what is it? The aquarium and murder. Like, I feel like crime and the aquarium is the only thing over in Camden. Sorry, Camden. You know, I love you. You're Philadelphia too. So it's like Philadelphia. crime and the aquarium for Philadelphia, the Camden part of Philadelphia. Anyway, nobody cares about this unless you're from unless you're from like Philadelphia, New York, or New Jersey. You don't know or care about this. But this the gym teacher, or the wrestling coach, I think he's the gym teacher too. He laughs at her, tells her maybe she should go to home ec, and if guys wanted to wrestle girls, they would if guys want to wrestle girls, they can go on a date with them. Which I'm like, is that like a, like, this gym teacher is really problematic, because was that like a, like, date rapey joke or something like that? You know, he sounded kind of like Rodney Dangerfield to me. I kept expecting him to say "hey" at the end of every sentence or something like that. Be like, maybe you should go to your home ec, "hey," like something like that. Or maybe, is that Rodney Dangerfield, or is that the Fonz? I don't know. Sorry, I'm not 80. so, you know, Christy is like, she's upset, and Zach, your boy Zach, emerges as a feminist. And he immediately wants to help Christy because, oh, the radio station is back. Zach and Screech do the live broadcast of the wrestling matches. Like, okay, I got so many things, so many questions about how this works. So wrestling is not that big. I mean, I'm sorry, wrestling people. I mean, okay. I guess depending on where you live, wrestling might be like a major high school sport that a lot of people are interested in. Where I come from, and where I think most people come from, like the majority of people come from, wrestling is not a big deal. So the fact that the wrestling team gets their wrestling matches live broadcast over the radio is like bonkers to me. I don't understand it. I don't know what's going on. Like, do people really listen to that? Like, okay, I understand if people listen to high school basketball or high school football, and even high school baseball, and even that's like, you know, like, really? But high school wrestling, that's like the 10th sport down. I just feel like high school wrestling, like, who wants to listen? Who wants to watch high school wrestling? And then, what kind of loser listens to it on the radio, especially if you're not related to any of these kids? Like, listening to it? Okay, we'll pretend like that's something that happens, though, at Bayside. Maybe it's just because of Slater. Like, Slater's the star of the wrestling team and of most of the sports at Bayside. So maybe it's because of Slater that everybody is like, we gotta listen to this wrestling match on the radio. So Screech and Zach are broadcasting live the wrestling trials. Like, I don't know what they're doing, like, because there's no match right now. It's just I was about to say auditions, but auditions is like for a play or something like that. What do they call it? A tryouts. You can tell I'm not a sports person. I'm like, auditions? So Zach is like, you know what? I'm a feminist. I don't just want to fuck you. I'm not just here because you're a cute girl. I want to help you. So he goes to the girls. He goes to Jesse, Lisa, and Kelly, to tell them like what's going on and that, you know, how everybody's a sexist. And of course, Jesse is right on board because Jesse is a feminist, y'all. Do you know? I mean, did you know that? Has it been clear? I don't know if it's been that clear that Jesse is a feminist and she just wants to help women because equality. Remember that for the rest of this episode. Remember, Jesse is a feminist, you know, and she just wants to help her sisters out. So, okay, another thing that happens is that Screech says something stupid about, you know, he says a Screech thing. It's stupid. And Zach calls him a twink. Now, I want to know, did twink always mean like what it means now? Like twink, skinny little gay? Or is twink, was twink like, I don't know, because I just thought it was so weird. Like, he calls him a twink. Like, I think Screech would have been considered a twink. Or do you have to be good looking to be a twink? I'm sorry, gays. I don't know. I don't know. We don't have, like, twinks don't exist, like, in lesbians, for lesbians. So I don't know. Twinks don't exist over on this side. But twinks, I don't know. I generally don't think about what the gays are doing with all their names, like twinks and bears. Like, you guys got a lot going on. So I don't know anything about, but I was just thinking, like, would Screech be considered a twink or is he too ugly to be a twink? I don't know. You know, I hate Screech to the depths of my soul, so I can almost never be like objective about him, but I do not think he's a good looking guy. So maybe just in my head, you can't be a twink and be ugly. But maybe there's just a ton of ugly twinks out there and I just don't know. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. But Zach calls Screech a twink. And I'm like, is that like an inside joke? Like, was somebody gay on the writing staff like just got a like inside joke in? Like, they're going to say twink on this like kid show and nobody caught it? Or am I just overthinking it? I'm probably just overthinking it. That's what I do. That's why you love me. So Jesse starts out really supportive. She goes on her radio show and calls out Mr. Belding because when they first speak to Christy, they tell Christy that they're going to go straight to the top, meaning Mr. Belding, and that Mr. Belding is supportive. He supports the girls in this school and blah, blah, blah. But Mr. Belding proves them wrong because my dude walks into the radio station laughing, talking about how a girl tried to try out for the boys' wrestling team. So this makes Jesse upset. And you do not want to make Jessica Spano upset because she goes on her radio show, calls Mr. Belding and the coach is named Mr. Sonsky. So she calls Mr. Belding and Mr. Sonsky sexist pigs. And she makes an oink, you know, to signify how sexist and piggy they are. And then she organizes a protest in the gym for a protest against Coach Oink and Principal Pig. And it's like, how can you do this? Like, you're still a kid in high school. How can you call your teachers and your fucking principal Coach Oink and Principal Pig and have just be cool with it? Like, they show some real attitude, and Mr. Belding is all scared of them. Like he can't suspend all of these motherfuckers. Like, come on, Mr. Belding. Grow up. He's so badly wants to be he wants to be friends with these kids so bad that he just takes all their shit, like, especially from Zach. But like, even like even the rest of the gang, he just so badly wants to be down with them that he's just going to take all their shit. And he can't do anything about it. He's scared that people won't like him. And it's like, dude, nobody likes you anyway. I mean, come on, Mr. Belding. You're not popular. It ain't happening for you, dude. Like, you're 50 years old. You're out of high school for 35 years. You're never going to recapture your high school years. Like, stop trying to befriend these kids. It's weird. Slater steps up because when Zach is not running everything, Slater runs shit, especially where sports are concerned. So Slater is like, yo, let this chick try out. let her try out for the team. You know, it can't hurt. What's going to happen? Blah, blah, blah. So another like questionable moment for Mr. Sonsky. He agrees to let Christy try out. And then he calls, he says, yo, Rodriguez, andale. Telling Rodriguez to come here. And I'm like, wait, what? Did this coach, this fucking teacher in this school, like, call a Latinx student to come here to him by saying andale? Oh my God. Like, like, when was this ever okay? Like, to be like low-key racist, like saying andale while you're calling a Latinx student to come to you. Like, oh, Mr. Sonsky. I mean, he was sexist earlier, but to throw in the racism, kick in that racism as a side order, come on, Mr. Sonsky, do better. So Christy wins the match and everybody's like so overjoyed. Zach asks her out on a date, like right after she wins the, right after she wins the tryout. Do you win a tryout? She won. So everybody's happy and Jesse's like, yeah, a sister in need. Sisters have to stick together. And so they go to the Max and Slater is complimenting Christy. Everything is cool. Slater, Jesse and Christy are like sitting there talking. And when Slater is complimenting her, Christy starts saying that she's like a real big fan of Slater's and that she learned, you know, a lot of her moves by watching him. And she asked Slater to show her some of his best holds. And this is when Jesse is like, wait, what? This bitch trying to push up on my man. And Jesse doesn't say anything. She starts, like, she visibly gets upset. She starts speaking in a third person. Christy is like Christy would have to be the boldest person in the fucking world to try to take a girl's boyfriend while the girl is sitting right there. And then in order to be like the super like nicest person, after she asks Slater to teach her his holds, she asks Jesse if she's okay. And this is how you know Jesse is not okay, because Jesse starts speaking in the third person and she goes, Jesse won't mind. You know, Jesse doesn't mind this at all. And it's like, oh my God, Jesse's fucking nuts. She is so fucking crazy. She is so fucking like crazy and jealous. And it's like 2 seconds ago, she was calling Christy a sister, talking about how they have to stick together. And it only took like 5 words for her to be like, fuck that bitch. Because that's basically what she did for the rest of the episode. She's jealous. She sees Christy and Slater like practicing the holds. And she sees one where Christy asks Slater to hold her a little bit tighter, and Jesse like walks away screaming. And this is like, she goes from 0 to 150 because she goes on the radio. This bitch, like, Jesse is a real fucking bitch. She goes on the radio after she sees this, and no, not after she sees this. Lisa catches Zach asking Christy out. And Zach is one of the many guys that's in the girls' locker room at all times. Zach, Mr. Belding, they all go into the girls' locker room. Just walk in, like, no problem. Like, what? Come on. Anyway, these boys stay in the girls' locker room. Like, Screech, Slater, like, all of them stay in the girls' locker room. Anyway, Zach goes into the girls' locker room under the pretense of interviewing Christy. And then he, Lisa walks in and she happens to catch Zach asking Christy out. And during her radio show, Lisa is telling everybody how a hunky guy in school is dating the new girl wrestler. And Jesse hears this, and this is what drives her crazy. She's like screaming at the radio. And instead of going to talk to anybody, she goes straight onto her radio show and starts calling Christy a whore. Like, she goes against, completely against everything she believes in. She goes straight to, you know, earlier in the week when I was saying girls should be able to do anything that the boys do, well, I was wrong. she straight up reverses everything she thought. She goes, I was wrong. Girls should not be on the wrestling team because they might get hurt. And that bitch Christy needs to stay away from my man is basically what she says over the radio. Everybody in school hears her because nobody goes to class and everybody has like a portable radio with them to listen to what's happening. And Slater hears it over the radio. And he comes in with his tiny waist, and Slater really does have a tiny waist in this episode. What? Look at his waist and his like, those pants that he wears. Like, he has a really friggin' tiny waist. I feel like I could put both my hands around his waist and my fingers would touch, especially back then. But he goes to Jesse and he's like, girl, you don't need to be jealous. Like, come on. Nothing is going on between me and Christy. And Jesse just doesn't believe him. She's just like, nope. Lisa said it. I'm not. Lisa said it, and you're the only hunk in school, basically. I mean, I guess Slater could kind of see this as a compliment because we know, like, as the audience, that Zach and Slater are, like, considered the two, like, cute guys in school. But Jesse is, like, only thinking about Slater. She does not even consider Zach as a viable option for the guy that Christy might be seeing. She just assumes that. Why is she mad at Christy? Like, why isn't she like super pissed at Slater from Lisa's like gossip report? Why isn't she like, I don't know. Why isn't she like shitting on Slater? She doesn't say shit about Slater. She just goes automatically to like that whore needs to stay away from our boyfriends. And Slater just gets completely left out of it. So Christy and Zach go on a date, and they're having a night. I mean, they go to the Max. It's date 101 on Bayside. Like, they go to the Max. Everything's real cute for like a few minutes. And a dude from Valley walks in and he steps to Zach, and he's a wrestler too. So he gets like the better of Zach for like a couple seconds. And then Christy comes in and she saves Zach from getting his ass beat. And Zach feels like really emasculated. The geeks are walking up, are walking up to him, saying that he was lucky that Christy was there. And so Zach feels like he feels emasculated. So because of toxic masculinity, you know, don't let this girl save me from getting my ass beat, because that's what was going to happen. That guy was going to beat the shit out of Zach. He already had like Zach subdued in some sort of like head lock thing, and Zach was not getting out of that without Christy's help. I mean, would it have been better if like Slater walked in and helped him or something? Like, you wouldn't, like, I don't know. Like, I don't get that. Like, he was really upset that he was telling Christy later in the episode, like, you know, I feel stupid being saved by the girl that I'm dating, and, you know, girls shouldn't have to help me. I should have been able to, you know, help you. And it's like, well, if she was there and she's better, like, prepared to handle this type of shit, let her. I mean, at least that's, you know, I'm a woman though, so maybe that's just, I don't care. Like, if somebody wants to save me from getting my ass beat, girl, boy, child, like, if anybody could come in and save me from having to throw hands with anybody, because I am a lover, not a fighter, then I appreciate all the help. Like, you will never catch me out there, like, fighting anybody. I'm such a punk. I don't want to hit anybody. I don't want anybody hitting me. Like, I feel like I would defend myself if I had to, like, if I absolutely had to, but I don't like to fight. I don't want to fight. And generally, like, if anybody stepped to me that way, I would start making jokes and start making fun of them, because I'm like, aren't we old? Like, I felt like when I was 12, I was too old to be fighting. So, maybe it's just like my mentality of not liking to be hit. I feel like that should be everybody's mentality though. Like, who likes being hit? Whatever. I don't understand. Yeah, I'm not a fighter. So, Christy can save me any day. So this causes Christy saving him causes Zach to be like, you know, like, right after Christy hears what Jesse said over the radio, Zach walks in and is like, oh, Christy, I don't think we should see each other anymore, because I'm a stupid guy and I'm embarrassed that a girl had to save me from getting my ass beat. And that's, Christy is like, you know what? Fuck all of you people. And she basically threatens to quit the wrestling team. But I'm like, you're not hurting anybody but yourself when you do that. Like, she's like, you know what? I'll just quit the wrestling team if this is going to be a problem. And it's like, I mean, it's not the only person that's going to have a problem after that is you, because you want to wrestle. Zach doesn't give a shit about your wrestling. And Jesse wants you to stay away from her man. So you're only hurting yourself, Christy. And don't give these two, like, especially these two, like Zach and Jesse, the two worst people, just don't give them the satisfaction of ruining your your happiness, of stealing your joy. Oh, they're the worst. So Zach and Jesse finally talk to each other, because that's the only way they can come down from their being ancient people, is to confer with each other about how ancient they've been. And so then they can, you know, go their separate ways and apologize to the people they need to apologize to. So Zach goes to talk to Jesse and tells her, like, yo, girl, Slater is not messing around with Christy. Christy is, you know, wants to be with me. And Jesse, it takes a minute for Jesse to be convinced that Zach is the guy that Christy likes. And I'm like, why? Like, you know who Zach is. Like, you've seen Zach Morris before. He's like one of the two cute guys in your school. And you're like surprised. Oh, Jesse. And then get to the end of this is the end of the episode, basically. There's a wrestling match. Christy wins her match, and she wins her match by, and it's such a fucked up way. So everybody's at the match right before Christy is about to wrestle, because right before she's about to wrestle, Jesse steps up and apologizes and they hug it out. But it's like, it's so bizarre the way they have it set up, because it's not set up for this to be a spectator like type of thing. Everybody is just standing on the gym floor. There's no chairs or, you know, no chairs or anything for anybody to sit in to watch this match. Everybody is just like standing really close to the circle that they're wrestling in. And it's so weird. But the fucked up thing that happens is that Christy is wrestling this guy. And she, like, she's, like, kind of losing for a second, or she gets, like, held up for a second. She gets in a headlock and she forgets the release or whatever. And then Zach yells to her, "Yo, Christy, do the thing you did when you saved me from that guy at the Max." And it's like, come on. We already established that Christy is a great wrestler. Like, why are we having Zach, the color commentator, give her, you know, signals or cues about how she should wrestle a guy? Like, Christy already knows her shit. We didn't need Zach to tell her. Or maybe that was just something that needed to happen so we could, like, save Zach's masculinity. You know, he could coach Christy. Whatever. I hated that moment. I hated him having to tell her, like, what to do, how to win her match. It's like, Christy is so much better than all of you. But we'll never see her again, so it doesn't matter. So that's basically the end. Everybody apologizes. Christy wins. Zach decides that he'll go out on a date with her again. And they hug. And Christy will disappear forever and ever and ever. She will be the only girl that ever wrestles on the boys' wrestling team. And she will never be seen or heard from again. Zach dumps her. So that's it, you guys. Episode 100 is a short one. It's all done. Hold me tight. This wasn't one of my favorite episodes. I don't care for Christy. This was mostly a Jesse sucks episode. Even Zach was, like, kind of better than her. Which that should be the bar that's set. Like, if you're even a little bit worse than Zach, then you're a terrible, terrible person. Like, and that's what Jesse has been for, like I said, the last four episodes. Jesse has sucked. She has been the worst. And Zach, on the other hand, hasn't been as bad as he usually is. So yeah, I feel like Jesse is taking over the ancient mantle that Zach set for her. Now, it's going to be hard to really reach Zach heights of ancientness, but she is working hard to get that shit done. So that is all. Coming up next on the Saved by the Bell rewatch, I believe, is There's No Hope with Dope. I don't know if that's the name of the episode, but that's the episode that is going to be where they do the infomercial about there being no hope with Dope. I cannot wait. I love that freaking episode. So yeah, that's the next episode you should watch. Season 4, episode 21 on Hulu. And I believe it's season, if you're watching, like, on a box set or something, it's season 3, episode 21 that you're going to be looking at. So, sorry it's so confusing for everybody, but I'm watching this on Hulu and they count this as season 4 instead of season 3 because they count Good Morning Miss Bliss as season 1, blah, blah, blah. That's the whole explanation. So if you're watching along with me, it's season 3, episode 21 if you're on like the DVD, and season 4, episode 21 if you're on Hulu like me. I got a ton of stuff coming up this week. Black Lightning podcast coming up later this week. The Gifted came back this week, from their little 1 week break for the World Series. And so that show is back. And, I believe the episode will be out on Friday. This episode will be out on Thursday, The Gifted on Friday, and I believe Black Lightning on Saturday or Sunday. I'm still trying to get that straight about, you know, when I want the episodes to come out. It's so weird because The Gifted and Black Lightning come on at this on the same night. So yeah, that's my podcasting dilemma. You don't care about this. This doesn't matter. Follow me on the socials. I'm on Twitter at NurtureVertPod. On Instagram, I'm at The Introverted Nerd, and go to facebook.com/ The Introverted Nerd and like and follow that Facebook page. If you want to send me feedback about any of these things, send it to The Introverted Nerd at gmail.com. And all of this stuff will be in the show notes. So just click on the show notes and there'll be links and everything. If you want to listen to my back catalog, go to theintrovertednerd.com. And that is it, you guys. Until the next episode. Later, Gators.